Gospel begins today with a familiar theme. The teachers of the law were always trying to trick Jesus, trying to get him into the particulars, where in those particulars they could categorize him and say, well, he's in this group, or he's in this group, or he's in this group. And then, once they had done that, could dismiss whatever he said because we don't agree with that group. They do that over and over again in the gospel. Jesus always kind of steps around those things. And actually, it says that the lawyer tried to disconcert Jesus, tried to upset him in such a way. So Jesus goes back to the Old Testament, to the law, to the Torah, to what they call the Shema Israel, the great prayer. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole strength, your whole mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then he takes that. And that doesn't satisfy the lawyer. Because the lawyer, in the early days, in the first century of Judaism, there were 636 laws that they had to live by each day. That doesn't mean they had to make 636 conscious decisions every day, but that was built into the culture. And they were mostly negative, but a few positive. So Jesus says, the answer you want is not the answer you're going to get. And then he tells the story about the man who falls victim to robbers on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. And what happens then is the priest and the Levite walk by the injured man because they are observers of the law. But there is no law that says if you see someone lying alongside the road, you should stop and take care of them. So they did not violate the law by walking by him. But the Samaritan comes, the hated Samaritan. The Jews hate the Samaritans hated the Jews. So Jesus picks him out specifically to make a point. And the point is this, that he was not an observer of the law, but he was a human being who had deep compassion and had mercy. And so he was the one then that took care of the man who had fallen victim to robbers. The point was, it wasn't who is my neighbor, Jesus says. The question is, to whom am I a neighbor? And so he takes it off the objective law and he puts it back into the heart of the persons who ask the fundamental questions about life. And it teaches us something very interesting about the role that the law plays in the New Covenant. In the New Covenant, it says in Paul's letter to the Romans, we are freed from the law. And so we are freed from the law, except that Jesus says not one jot, not one tittle of the law will pass away until it has been accomplished. And so how do we reconcile all of that? That Luther preached that we're free from the law, and all the peasants in Germany rose up in revolution. They didn't have to obey the civil law anymore. The result of it was 100,000 of them were slaughtered. That in the spirit of Vatican II, not in the council, in the spirit of Vatican II, we were told we're free from the law. Thank God all of that's gone, and we sink into chaos and anarchy. So what role does the law play in the life of a Christian? The role changes, and that's in this gospel. The law that we are bound to and that we observe is the laws that tell us what not to do, the laws that protect us from evil. And until we interiorize the intentions of those laws and see them in our own lives, the gifts that they are, then we are bound to obey them. I think there's a great example. The church is in a mess today, as most of us are painfully aware. And I gave a retreat last month to priests in St. Louis, and the gospel came up about not one jot, not one tittle of the law. And the reflection we shared was this. Priests are bound by the law of celibacy and chastity. We're bound to that law. It tells us what we cannot do, in our lives. Until such time that we receive that discipline as a gift in our lives and have a desire to live it. If the priests of the last 60 years would have followed the law, we would not have had the mess that we are in. And they were obliged to follow that law until such time as they said, I can see it as a positive reality in my life. I desire to live it. At that moment, the law no longer has a hold, for then they have accepted the intention of the law into their lives as a guest, as a gift. It's the same way with the laws that pertain to married life, and the same thing as the laws which pertain to the worship of God. We are bound to obey them until we no longer desire the evil they protect us from. So that what Jesus is saying is this: you want to know what law is going to get you to heaven. All you have is the laws that tell you what you can't do. God places no ceiling, he places no restrictions on the depths and the goodness of your heart. The priests and the Levites were justified by not looking after the man alongside of the road because the law did not tell them they must. And so they remained observers of the law. And Jesus says the law is abrogated when it comes to goodness. It is only in effect when it comes to evil. And so as we read this gospel and as we see what he has done, he says there is no limitations on the goodness of the human heart. God places no restrictions on the goodness of the human heart. But for our sake, he places restrictions on the evil that is within. St. Claude Colombier says, Christians are never scandalized, for we all walk along the precipice. What keeps us from falling over the edge is the observance of the law that tells us what we cannot do. What brings us closer to the Lord is to have an open heart that allows him to move us to do great good for others. So the law is not abrogated by Martin Luther or by the Spirit of Vatican II. The law is very much in effect, insofar as it protects us from evil. But it is not a description or a limitation on the possibility of goodness in the human heart. And that's what the parable says. The priest and the Levite misunderstood the law because they applied it also to doing good. The Samaritan, who did not know it, did good because he had a good heart. The law protects us. The love of God sets us free. This morning, as we reflect on this gospel and as we pray over this gospel, let us come to know and to understand there is a balance in every life, as St. Claude says, between good and evil. Let us allow the law of God to protect us from the evil within. And let us rely on the goodness of God to set us free, to make him present in the midst of the world, and to place no limitations on the goodness of which the human heart is capable.